Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen up, people. This is another episode of the Super Mega Cast, but Matt and I have stuff to say.
That's right. Whether you like it or not, we're going to be doing a podcast today, and it's going to be a fucking podcast.
Yeah, and we have some things to say about our buddy Wes Anderson's new film,
and,
Asteroid City.
Yeah, we got a couple things to say about Wes. We got a couple great jokes about the submarine.
Yeah.
Very timely ones when this comes out.
And just so we can put this, so people know about what time it is, today was the day they discovered that they all got crushed and incinerated.
They all died.
In an instant. So the thing that I garnered from that was that part of me was like, thank God. Because, you know, you put yourself.
Thank God that they died, Ryan?
No, let me explain. Let me explain. Can you back off?
Sorry. That's okay.
You lib jumping to cancel anyone that you know, regardless of connection, just for a higher opportunity?
Yes.
Oh, true. Yeah. We're on YouTube, baby.
That's right, baby.
Anyways, where was I?
You were talking about your take on why you're happy that they passed away.
What? Okay. I went, thank God, because you put yourself in these people's shoes most of the time. And I was thinking, worst case scenario, they're all stuck on like the fucking rudder of a Titanic, because it's like happened before. They're stuck on some piece of the Titanic, or they're stuck somewhere.
They're just stuck.
And they're running out of oxygen slowly. They're all getting more angry. Just like they're becoming more angry because they're hungry and they've been thirsty and deprived, and they're all they don't have a proper bathroom.
They could have made a good Snickers commercial out of this scenario.
They could have.
You're not new when you're hungry.
But it's like, and then like oxygen, like it's becoming like more like increasingly like you can tell the oxygen is getting thinner.
Well, that's what they were. So they're saying like, well, they only have 1 hour of oxygen left, but it's not like they have 1 hour of oxygen and then it's like. Like finger snap, but yeah. It slowly runs out, so it's gonna get harder to breathe over that time period.
Yeah,
I did see though people were saying that like if they were still alive at the bottom, you know, they might have come to the conclusion like, well, it's 96 hours for, or it's like they have 24 hours left for five people, but if there are only four people, they'd have more time.
But then people also, we're no scientists, but then people were jumping and saying that it takes more oxygen, like, body decomposition requires more oxygen than like you would when you're alive, just doing your normal stuff. But then other people said at the same time, it would be so cold down there that maybe they wouldn't decay at that rate. So killing each other off one by one would have been. But well, I'm saying I'm happy that they got incinerated and crushed, because there was not a moment of panic in any of their brains, more than likely, right? They were just, oh, here we go. Some stupid joke, right? They're all laughing. maybe something said someone there, go, what the fuck? In the moment of that, like, huh? Like, it was like done.
Quicker than that sound effect.
That there's, I think that's just one of the probably better ways to go. People say, like, in your sleep. I would say definitely, like, in a way where you don't know that.
Oh, that's probably, honestly, they died a very fantastic death.
Yes.
It was a fraction of a second. And except for the fact that you saw the same TikTok where it's like when it implodes like that, the air superheats to the surface temperature of the sun for a split second. So they got vaporized. Getting vaporized is a great way to die. It's just thwink, you know, nothing to clean up. No mess for anybody.
So that's why, because like the only other option was they slowly go mad, starve, freeze. More than likely they would probably freeze to death before they
That's
ran
what
out
they
of
said.
Oxygen, right?
If like the power, if like the heating wasn't working, like if it lost power, then they'd freeze first. Because at the bottom of the ocean, like
fuck.
That, what's wrong?
Sorry, I just realized I don't want people to know that I can afford these shoes.
Oh, dude,
fuck,
audio listeners.
I mean, they already saw them, I guess.
Won't know. Yeah, yeah. Well, you showed them now, so
yeah. I'll just say like I'm. It's fine. Just cut this part out, Luke. I already put them in. They've already been. Yeah, in.
I got a thing. Just come
okay,
in.
Okay.
We'll just come in from here. Oh, also, dude. By the way, I wanted to mention how funny it is that you got a fake $2 pair of those expensive shoes.
I know, dude.
Just
yeah.
So people on the podcast would think you were in the real expensive ones.
Okay. I knew I couldn't put it
Zoom
past...
Zoom in on it, Luke. Show the shoes.
You know I couldn't put it past Fashionista Watson, you know? So, yeah, okay. They're not the real deal. They are a $2 hack job that I got at the Glendale Mall. The Galleria. I also, by the way, while I was at the mall, took the elevator up instead of the escalator.
No way.
I also got
the glass
some,
one that yep. You can like see out of in like the whole like mall lobby.
Got some Wetzel's pretzels.
Wetzel's
stopped
pretzels.
By Target. Tooled around Macy's for a bit.
Yeah.
And they, you know, ended it off with a little bit of Bloomingdale's action.
Little Bloomingdale's action.
Are we blooming it up today?
Yo, what's up, Ryan? You want to bloom it up today?
That's where we get a bloomin' onion for lunch and then go to Bloomingdale's.
Because
to
there's
shop.
An Outback Steakhouse right next to the Bloomingdale's.
Or we go to the Bloomingdale's first, then celebrate our purchases with a bloomin' onion.
Oh, yeah. Like walk into the Outback Steakhouse with tons of bags.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. I like that.
We get is the bloomin' onion.
Yeah, that's it.
Even if it's more than what it's like, we just like, another bloomin' onion.
Bring out another round.
Bloomin' onions for the house. I was about to say restaurant and then house, and it came out as host.
Well, maybe you're European. It's,
my intention was to say house.
Maybe you're Canadian. Maybe. For the host.
My host.
I don't think it's how Canadians say it.
No.
If someone asks, just be like, I'm Canadian. Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, we should bloom it up soon, man. We should go to an Outback Steakhouse here. And I promise you, we wouldn't be spending that much and legitimately get bloomin' onions for the house. We went to every Outback Steakhouse in California.
What if we...
in the Los Angeles County area.
How many are you think there are in Los Angeles County? There's got to be at least like 15 Outback Steakhouses.
15?
Los Angeles County is like the second biggest county in America, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just by population.
I haven't seen an Outback in Santa Monica unless I be fibbing. There is a Cheesecake Factory.
We saw one in Tokyo. We didn't go.
No, we didn't.
Next time, though, we'll go to Outback Steakhouse in Tokyo.
Yes. I'm excited to go to Tokyo.
Me too, man. We got to do more Japan vlogs.
We don't have a date. When I say I'm excited to go to Tokyo, that's more like a general. I'm excited to go one day.
Now that COVID doesn't exist anymore, yeah. We can finally go back to Japan. Do more Japan vlogs.
And we also were put on pause also because of my back.
Yeah.
My back's still fucked, but I think it could... I could manage it. I could figure something out. I could take little 5-minute pacing sessions up and down the plane. Say I'm using the restroom, but just stand in the bathroom and do back compression exercises.
In the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
You're hogging it from other people that need to use the restroom.
Yeah, but I want alone
couldn't
time.
Couldn't you stand? Couldn't you go,
I just want alone time.
Couldn't you go to the back area?
You don't have to use the restroom to use the restroom.
That's true. I have gone in there before just to rip ass. Because I get really gassy when I fly, like it, like the, so something about the pressure change.
Yeah,
I get massive gas bubbles in my digestive system, and it hurts so bad. So I have to go into the bath. I'll show you. I have to go in the bathroom, and I have to do this. I gotta like bend down like that. And then
are they smelly toots?
No, they don't smell at all.
Okay,
it's just air.
Are they funny sounding?
Yeah, it's literally like. Yes. But it's funny. But the thing is, when I go in there and do that, I know that outside the door people can hear that because it's loud, and I'm bending over. My ass is up against the door.
But it's a bathroom.
Yeah, but it's like 12 in a row. It's like.
I will say something that, you know, maybe I could be on the passenger side in this case, because I will say I have never shuddered more than hearing the watery shits of my mother as she used my restroom when she stayed at our apartment complex back in the day.
Oh, you told me that.
I had to just leave the apartment. I was like, I gotta just leave this place.
Well, let's set the scene first. Your mom came to stay with us back. So this is back in 2016. 2016, yeah.
2016-17.
Shortly after we had begun Super Mega, and this is when Ryan and I lived in that little apartment together. And you know, Ryan's mom came to visit, and every single hotel in Los Angeles County was closed.
Apparently, yeah. Or you know, and
our couch in the living room was also busted.
Or the space in the living room, the area in the living room.
There was like a gas leak, so she couldn't sleep in there. So she set up a little cot next to Ryan's bed in his bedroom.
She could have had my bed, and I could have been on the couch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but she wanted to sleep in the room with you.
So she set up a little cot, and she would get up in the morning, sometimes at nights. Sound not only travels in that apartment, but the way our apartments were set up was that we had the kitchen and living room space. Then on opposite sides, we each had our matching little bedrooms,
right.
That had a closet. They each had they were just like a copy of each other.
Yeah.
And it was, they each had a closet and a bathroom. And so my room had a bathroom. And so when I was like trying to sleep at night or in the morning, I would be woken up to my mom using the restroom sometimes. And what that would mostly entail is her like 80-year-old body just liquidating all this waste and diet Pepsi that she drinks out into the toilet with like, it is... When I say liquid, it's like I can only I tell right away by the sound. Like that's how detailed and in depth.
Well,
just guttural. Like I would say it's very guttural sounding. Just you know, there's blubbering
and there's the reverb of the bowl of the.
Yeah.
That's how you described it to
dude,
me at first.
Oh,
was
the
that,
reverb
was that
of the bowl,
the
just like
ringing through the bowl.
The dry farts in between the liquidy fucking disgusting explosions. That came out of my own mother. I guess like mother like son.
Yeah. Probably where you got it from.
You know?
I mean, does your dad have a proclivity for insane shits?
Not really.
And it's from her. It's from your mother's side.
In fact, I really
Yeah, you told me. I just remember the first time you told me that it's like we were on the way to work and we were in the Fiat and you were telling me just how it's like you're just laying in bed and like your eyes open. You just hear
yeah,
just echoing in the toilet bowl, and you have to get up and like go in the living room.
I'm like, I don't want to listen to this.
She could have used my bathroom.
If y'all have experiences of your parents visiting you, or you know,
maybe experiences with your parents' feces,
yeah, share them in the comments. I guess
love to hear those stories.
But yeah,
that was good times. You know, your mom is always welcome to stay with me when she comes in town.
I tell her that. I tell her that. And
she used to. When I first got my own place, she stayed with me.
Yeah, but then you downgraded.
Okay. Yeah, I did downgrade. But are you talking about girlfriend-wise?
No, I mean, you can't go from Beverly Hills to Los Feliz.
I thought you were talking about how, you know, I threw your mom to the curb because I started dating that new girl and she got jealous and your mom was talking about how that girl was ugly. Well, she was ugly, but, you know, live and learn.
Who cares? It's all about what she's working with, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't think Cecile has much room to talk when it comes to that stuff, but I don't want to, you know, in case she watches this, I don't want to.
Hey, that's between you and her. I told you from the start of this that I wasn't going to get in between, physically or emotionally. Okay. I'm just too close to both of you. You know what I mean?
I get it. It's you're in a weird place because it's like I'm your best friend, but she's your mom, you know, so it's kind of like an awkward. I get it.
Can you say that again when my mom, she's like, when you say that you're my best friend, that you could just say you're one of my best friends. You know, do you get where I'm going with this?
I can't say the best friend. I have to say one of.
My mom gets a little hurt.
Does she think that she's your best friend?
She would like to, yeah. She would like to.
Oh, okay. So,
it's, you know, back when I was a kid and depended on her, you know.
Mom, you're my best friend.
Yeah. You know, I'm edging towards 30 now, and you know, I'm my own independent person. But she,
you don't want to crush your mother's like spirits, you know.
And I love my mom, you know.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, yeah. Well, when next time she's in town, if she even wants to see me, I'll make sure she knows that I'm one of your best friends.
Okay, okay. Okay.
I'm a good friend.
Okay, good.
You know, because I honestly do think a boy's best friend should always be reserved for his mother,
or his friend's mother.
Yes, that's right. I meant like a boy's best friend's spot should be reserved for his mother, but it also, I think a boy's best friend should be reserved for his mother, if you get what I'm saying.
I do get what you're saying.
Get what I'm saying? It was kind of a double entendre there.
Not only do I get what you're saying, but I am excited to talk about an alien movie with you. Not really excited because, you know, it's Wes Anderson's new, you know, the Asteroid City.
Yeah, we went and saw Asteroid City because they did early screenings in Los Angeles,
and
California.
We'll talk more about it after these ad reads.
That's right.
Gotcha!
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
If it makes you happy. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope those were some really fun ad reads.
Welcome back.
There is... somehow we took a 5-minute break, come back in the room, and there's a motherfucking fly buzzing around like he owns the place. Once again, remember in the, we've had several episodes where we've had a little special guest fly there. He's huge,
but
dude.
It's not the same fly.
No, it's not. It could be.
So this is, it can't.
Ryan,
it
he might just stay.
For
he might
the same fly.
He might fly around, stay dormant, go back to his little fly family. This could be
fly's
his vacation
lifespan.
Spot.
Have you ever seen that episode of Fairly Odd Parents?
You don't
where
know
they
that.
Make the joke that it's like a 24-hour lifespan.
You don't know that.
I think that was Fairly Odd Parents.
Could you? Maybe he goes home to his fly wife and fly kids, and then comes back here. It's his vacation spot.
Maybe it's through generations. This has been their family vacation spot.
Yeah, last summer,
the place with the big light.
Yep, because last summer we had a fly in the podcast room, and now it's June again, and there's a fly buzzing around.
Yep.
So,
also we had a fly on the wall because the FBI tapped our.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into the whole FBI wiretap thing.
Well, they don't have the right. The fucking, I don't know.
Technically, yes, they can. The FBI can wiretap.
What did I sign?
You don't have to sign anything. That's
why.
What sucks.
Why?
The FBI, if they want to wiretap,
so they can
us,
infringe
they can
on my rights for without like. Proper authorization or like consent.
Oh, they had a judge sign. It was
well, like a judge, but like what is a judge?
A judge
like,
signed
some
off.
Some guy
on,
who wears like a fucking
puts on a
wig.
Dress and a wig.
Sounds more like a lady.
Yeah, every judge,
Ryan,
woman.
Ryan, there are many justices.
What? Your mom's a justice. I'm gonna say that if I ever have to go to court. Okay. Mr. Watson, settle down. Speaking of settling down.
Oh, we promised our audience. I know we get sidetracked. That's just
the fucking fly. That's just distracted me.
That's just how it is. We together. We together saw Wes Anderson's new film, Asteroid City, starring Ben Schwartz, Tom Hanks.
It's not Ben Schwartz.
Oh, who is that?
Jason Schwartzman.
One of the Schwartzmans. One of the Schwartzes.
Schwartzman. Jason Schwartzman, the very short man.
Ben Eminem. Schwartz isn't in the movie.
Is he the old guy from American Pie?
Ben Schwartz?
Who's Ben Schwartz? Does Ben Schwartz exist?
Ben Schwartz, I thought, is Ben Schwartz not the dude from like, is he the guy from Parks and Rec who's like this annoying dude?
I have no idea.
He has like an annoying sister too. What's his fuck? Hold up. I'm going to look up Ben Schwartz.
I do love Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, it's this dude. I don't really care for him much.
Ew, whatever. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Don't show me that.
But anyways, Tom Hanks, Walt Disney. He looked like Walt Disney.
He did look like Walt Disney. Has he played Walt Disney yet?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, he played Walt Disney in that Emma Thompson, Walt Disney, like made by the Walt Disney Company movie about Walt Disney and Emma Thompson's character. Who is the author for Mary Poppins and how it's like, I want to make it into a movie. And she's like, I don't think you're going to ruin it.
Okay, cool. I was just going to say, because if not, he probably will at some point. But
he did.
Like he already did.
He did.
Anyway, Bryan Cranston.
Margot Robbie. Edward Norton, as you just said.
Are you forgetting ScarJo?
Scarlett Johansson. Who, good Lord. Okay, what was Ben's... First reaction.
Ben Beal.
Our friend Ben Beal, we've had on the podcast several times.
He comes up and he goes, dude, first thing he goes, dude, you get full frontal of Scarlett Johansson. And I'm like, I'm getting excited because my loins are inflamed just thinking about that. I go see the movie. She comes out in a towel at one part and I know it's coming. And she drops the towel. It's a fucking stunt double.
What?
Yeah.
What the F?
Because it when she drops the towel, it's a different
that
angle.
That gets under my skin.
That grinds my gears.
No. That gets under my skin.
Like the movie, the Scarlett Johansson movie?
Under the Skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie, actually.
Haven't seen it.
Really good. Really good movie. But she drops it, and it's a shot where you only see it in the mirror, and you don't see her face. It's a body double. And then
this is mainly what we wanted to talk to.
I know.
This is like our main review. This is our main gripe.
This is the main thing about the movie. And then in the next line, they make a joke about, he's like, wow, it looks good. And she's like, yeah, usually they use a stunt double.
Yeah.
So it was a stunt double. And I guess Ben Beal didn't pick up on that.
That little fun little, oh, you didn't.
He just said, oh, there's.
Read into the.
Ben saw a pair of breasts and went, oh,
ScarJo? Breasts? But overall, I would say you and I agree on our opinion of the film, it being pretty lackluster, more
visually, especially.
Yeah,
the visuals were awful.
I think the opposite, right? The visuals and everything like that were great. Of course, the aesthetic is always fun. The cinematography, the symmetry, all of that. What you expect from Wes Anderson is there. Just not the story. Sometimes in like his movies, like I really liked Life Aquatic. He can attach like emotional ties and threads to things.
Really insensitive to bring that up the same day as the fucking submarine deaths.
But he can tie, like, he can have emotional strings in these goofy situations with these goofy characters. He's proved that he can.
Right.
It's just that I didn't feel it this time. It didn't connect with me this time. I didn't see the line, I guess, of what if I wasn't supposed to connect with anyone, that's fine if it's just like a slice of life picture. But I think even it failed at that. If that's what it was, that it's not. It has a plot. It has acts. It has like the five act structure laid out pretty blatantly for the audience because that it's based on a play's setup.
Right. It was honestly like the stylization, the visuals, and everything, unbelievably good.
I
was blown away. Like that was one of the prettiest movies I've ever seen. And then when it came to the actual, like, one of the prettiest movies visually. The cast, phenomenal. Like, the acting was great. I liked the soundtrack a lot.
I thought the cast was wasted. for the most
part. Yeah, but well, that's why I feel, because I didn't like the story. I thought it was just convoluted and just kind of like, it's not an easy watch. It's kind of just like it's a bit of a head scratcher. Maybe I'm just dumb, but it for me, it was a bit of a head scratcher. I was like,
I think I would have personally liked the film more if it was a little more contained and straightforward.
Yeah.
Where it was like a lot more obvious and grandiose about the implications that this is a play that we're seeing through the eyes of more of like a movie. This right. is just how like the imagination of the play that this guy wrote. And like, I thought the background, spoiler alert, I guess, I don't know, whatever. We should probably have
spoiler alert something.
Yeah. We'll put a sound clip, like I'll make one right now and we'll put it before the spoiler alert for Wes Anderson's new film, Asteroid City. Matt Watson and Ryan McGee are about to spoil it.
And if you don't like it, you can skip.
You can skip to this area or just fast forward until you find it. Whatever Luke wants to do.
It's in his hands now. Get mad at him if you hear a spoiler. Get mad at Luke.
Skip forward 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Anyways, before we made that wonderful little soundbite, what was I saying? It was like, I thought it would have worked for me better if it was a little more direct, and was a little more simplified. I know it's like, oh, make it dumber, but I think it would have, I don't know, just given everything or whatever it was trying to do, it didn't work. Not yeah. just for me, but for a lot of people.
Dude, call me stupid, honestly. Like, I feel a little nervous saying this, but like, I didn't get it. Like, when I walked out of theater, I was like, I didn't understand that.
Neither did
Justin, though. I'm throwing him under the bus with me.
I want to just say real quick, the reason I brought up of like what I would have expected or liked out of the film was that if I liked the setup of having this guy write a play,
yeah,
and then, you know, he gets involved with one of the actors, I thought it would have been a lot better if that more blatantly, and that took more of a focus in terms of those actions having more of a significant play on what happened in the alien play,
yeah.
the movie thing. Because I wish there was more cause and effect from each other. And it's not blatant, it's not really there, it's yeah. I guess another one of those, I was about to say it didn't meet up my expectations, but I didn't have like super high. I was just excited for it. And it just, I just remember being bored through most of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I felt the same way. Like it started really strong for me with like just the visuals and the score and everything. I was like, all right, okay. And then I was just like, I pittered out for me.
I think starting at the award ceremony with the speech and then awarding the different awards, and then the alien comes down, goes away, they quarantine and leave. I think that works as like a fun, solid 30-minute short film, you know? Like if this was at a short film festival.
The alien scared me.
I really did like the alien design and the picture they took. They thought about the design and how it would look in, I mean, it's Wes Anderson, so of course they're going to think of the aesthetics, but they really thought of like how the photography would affect just like the harsh shadows and the overt features of the creature.
That was why it scared really me, nice. Was the eyes.
Yeah.
Like it had very like Jeff the Killer vibes.
Like Nosferatu.
Just boink! The big eyes are very scary. Like that's why Jeff the Killer is so fucking scary. That's why I wake up in the middle of the night screaming when I think about Jeff the Killer.
Yeah.
So.
You know, fun fact, Jeff the Killer, I think was Daniel's like top like feared creepypasta.
Jeff the Killer?
Mm-hmm.
He is scary.
He was obsessed with it. We would send this website to people where it was just a jump scare with his face on it. We would go like, oh my God, have you heard about, and then like someone in the class, we were a bit mean with baiting shit, but then they'd open it and it would scare the shit out of them because it blows out your speakers.
I got sent that too in high school.
We just get messages like, fuck you, that's not even funny.
It's you open like, it and it flashes Jeff the Killer and it goes,
break.
Jeff the Killer is terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Jeff the Killer. I mean, he's a killer, for Christ's sake, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I forget, like, what the story is.
I don't think I've ever known
the
story.
The creepypasta is.
Let me take a wild shot in the dark, though, Ryan. It's a guy named Jeff, and he's a killer. Did I fucking nail it?
Let me guess. He stalks you and shows up in dark corners of your room at night when you're trying to sleep?
Dude, I bet I can find that Jeff the Killer website right now, and I bet...
We gotta learn the lore of Jeff the Killer.
I bet that I can...
Matt, your mom just got arrested. Justin's holding up a whiteboard, and it said Matt's mom was just arrested for stealing my boner.
Justin,
exclamation point, exclamation
point. You scared
point,
me, man.
Point.
I thought my mom actually got arrested, and here you are making a sex joke about her.
And
she
and
watches
hit you with
this.
A neener neener and a he couldn't hit the na 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 boo boo. He didn't have both hands.
He put the L on his forehead.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Which is just absolutely bullshit. But I want to find the Jeff the Killer website because I want to just mass text it to a bunch of people right now on the podcast and see their reactions. I'm going to send it to Brent. Brent's going to get the Jeff the Killer.
Your mom's not interested in Justin, right?
No, not that I know of.
Because, like, I know... I know the reason she came after me was because, like, you know, your dad, he's a bit... He has a few screws loose and he's his old age, he's getting, like, kind of decrepit and saggy in the tits. You know, he's getting that old man smell. And she picked me because I was the younger, spawn, I guess. And then...
you're not feeble like Dale.
And now I feel like something's happening with Justin.
I mean, Ryan, you answered the question yourself. Dale got a little too old, so she went for something younger. But what's happening to you now?
I'm getting a little older. I know I've put on weight since the boxing, and I know I like food too much. I'm a piece of shit. I know. My age is getting to me.
I am honestly really pissed off at this fly because he took it easy and now he's buzzing in circles.
Oh, I see him. He's going around your head right now. He's right there. Hold on.
He's literally buzzing like right around my fucking head.
I'm trying to find a fly gun. Can you tell the people more?
Yes.
Tell them what you thought about Jeff Goldblum in Wes Anderson's
he's in there.
Asteroid City.
He's in the movie for one shot. This fly is fucking annoying, dude. He literally like, Luke, you're gonna have to zoom in when that fly is around my head. He's coming back. Here, who should I text the Jeff the Killer thing to? I'm gonna send it to Brent. Brent, it's been a while since we've pranked Brent on the podcast. Yo. Thought you might get a kick out of this. There we go. Okay. I have deployed the Jeff the Killer jump scare to Brent. Now, who else should I hit? Perhaps Rocco from Mega 64. How about him? Yo, thought you'd get a kick out of this one. And then there we go. Rocco from Mega 64, he is about to be pranked. I'll tell you right now. Who else? Let me get one more person. One more person. Who should I pick? Ooh, I could do Aaron Hansen from Game Grumps. Ross O'Donovan from Game Grumps. There's a lot of good choices here. Perhaps who's someone that it would not be cool to do it to. That's what I'm looking for. Really gotta scroll down quite a bit to find someone. How about my old therapist? Oh, should I do it to Danny? No, Danny will get too upset if I do that. Okay, Brent just said, I don't trust links you send. And I said, it's safe, haha. This fly is fucking, yeah, you want to be a fucking special guest on the podcast so bad, don't you? It's fucking buzzing into the microphone, little shit. God damn it, man. Left the room, flew out of the room. I must have pissed him off. He flew out of the room just now.
Good, because we don't have any more salt.
I let him, I cursed him out. He flew right by and I was yelling, and then he went straight out the room.
Good. Hey. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What are you fucking talking about?
I asserted myself like you've been trying to tell me.
Clash 1, dude?
I don't know, man, but I'm learning. So
You gotta fucking bottle that shit.
I know, I'm sorry. But I did it, and it worked this time. Also,
I'm proud of you.
Updates.
For?
I texted Brent, yo, I thought you might get a kick out of this, and I sent the Jeff the Killer website. And Brent said, I don't trust links you send. And I said, it's safe, haha. So now we just wait. I also sent it to Rocco.
Does it work on mobile?
It does. Look, I'll show you, actually. I sent it to Rocco from Mega 64. You click it. Accept the cookies.
It fucked up on mobile.
No. That's the only time it's fucked up. The other times I opened it, it shows the full Jeff the Killer. Let me see if it does it this time.
Okay.
Why is it messing up now? Regardless, it's scary, and Brent will scream. Also, Brent uses an Android.
Who else can you send that to?
I was thinking. I was like,
send it to your dad. Say, did you see this article on the election?
I'll say, holy shit, Dad. They're reinstating Donald Trump as president.
No. And say something a little more realistic, because I know you could say
I'm saying, did you see this? And I'm just sending it to him.
Did you see this?
And I'm saying huge.
Huge.
All right, who else? Who else can I get with this one? Danny?
Danny, this
might send it. Like, Danny might come to my house with a weapon if I do this. Like, this might be the straw that breaks the.
He might bring the lawyers after you, dude.
Like, this might be. It's like, all right, first the wig thing, then the fucking white supremacist group. Now you're sending me Jeff the Killer.
Oh, we don't. Thank you. We don't need it anymore. But
yeah, we don't need it, Josie.
But I'm gonna keep them together.
Thank you, though, Josie.
Thank you.
Let's see.
Josie grabbing the
how about
salt?
My half brother I've never met, who's 39 years old. Mm. I could send it to him. When we definitely don't have that type of relationship.
No. Oh, and by the way, Josie is Jim's sister.
Yeah.
For anyone. Yeah, she's just been helping us around the office.
Very helpful.
We got some big announcements coming up soon. Stay tuned for that.
Oh, Jim already leaked it on Twitter. We are moving into a new Super Megaplex, but we'll do a more formal announcement.
Jim, did he just go?
He tweeted it, yeah.
When?
Like a week ago. He's like, we're working on a music video. There's a new Super Megaplex. We've got big videos in the works.
We told him not to promise specific things, right?
He bullet pointed specific things. I'm glad he's getting people hyped, but I'm like, God damn it. Because like we don't want to promise specific things and then people get upset because we don't carry through. Okay, I could send it to...
I should probably be like, I should probably unmute Super Mega.
You should. I have no... I turned the notifications off. I had them on. How about I send it to... I'll send it to Hassan. Yo, did you see this?
It's cool, dude.
I haven't texted. Last time we texted,
like someone's hacking you. It looks like someone got your phone number and is trying to fucking scam people.
Last time,
did you see this?
Last time I texted him was in February, so we haven't spoken
for Valentine's
several
Day.
Months. Yeah, it was the day after Valentine's Day. I was thanking him for the night before.
We need to take that boy, put him across our lap, and spank him. He's getting in fights all the time.
Hassan Piker?
Yeah,
he's always fighting.
He's always fighting with people.
What, like, come on, man, take a freaking chill pill.
I know.
You know? Whatever happened to peace, love, and rock and roll?
That's what I'm saying. Hassan needs to do? He just needs to do a stream where all he does is smoke and watch watch Planet Earth and react to it.
I bet if Hassan Piker
take DMT and watch Planet Earth.
I bet if Hassan Piker just smoked a little pot, I don't think he'd be so angry all the time.
No.
I think that would change a lot. You think he's going to watch this on stream now?
No.
If he's watching this on stream, hey.
Sorry everyone. We were just informed by Jim that we are invited to Hassan's uncle's bris, so it's probably not the best thing to be making inflammatory statements.
Yes.
But anyways.
So very, very, we will be very excited for
that. Did we finish? I guess we said everything we needed to say about Wes Anderson. about Wes Anderson. It was mostly about Asteroid City, right? It was boring. Aesthetics were fun. Wish they had more like an actual like emotional through line. All right, we hit all the notes.
We did hit all the notes, I think. But I have some responses from people.
Okay. Who's first?
First will be the response from Brent.
Okay.
He just said, dick. And then Rocco just said, no.
Rocco's smart.
Danny is looking real promising to send
your dad
to.
Hasn't sent anything back yet?
No, my dad hasn't said anything yet.
Dude, send it to Joanne.
Joanne? I don't want to send it to Joanne.
Say, I know we haven't talked much, but this made me think of you, and I hope we can connect better next time I visit.
Dude,
send that as a link.
I have so many names in my phone that I don't know who the fuck is Nigel
Thornberry.
I just have Nigel.
I don't know who Nigel is. I don't know a Nigel. I don't think. Do we know a Nigel? Thornberry.
Come on. We do know Nigel Thornberry.
Come on. Voiced by
Nigel Thornberry.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Niall Red, the chemistry YouTuber guy. Okay. I'm getting to the bottom of my contacts. Just trying to find someone really good.
Don't see anything.
Our lawyer? Haven't talked to our lawyer in a while. Hey, man, really urgent. Need you to check this.
Just send it to Jim. Jim's a perfect candidate.
Jim is a really perfect candidate.
It's like, hey, can you look at this for reference for the music video shoot?
I'll send it to Jim right now.
A part of this podcast, yes, is hearing the natural sound of two best friends pranking their other friends.
That's what's fun, man. Can you check this out for the music video real quick? And then let me paste the link. Cool. Now we just wait.
Yep.
We'll see what maybe Hassan will respond.
And Jim has to be checking his phone, right? He has his phone. He has that phone on him at all times.
Oh, he does have. He keeps that thing on him. Anyway, yeah. We'll get more updates later in the pod about our Jeff the Killer prank. Pretty classic stuff right there.
Pretty good shit.
Pretty good shit. Pretty good shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember, yeah, dude, you're the fucking shiznit, Ryan.
Dude, this is the shiznit.
This podcast is the fucking shiznit, dude.
It is.
It is, man. Super Mega Cast is, as they say, the shiznit.
I mean, we have recorded almost nearing 400-ish episodes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have like...
Round up.
Yeah,
we crossed 350. You can round up now.
Exactly.
That's what they teach you in school.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's closer to the end than the beginning when you get to 3.5, apparently.
Exactly. And you guys are actually really close to some ad reads. Let's go ahead and play those.
Boy, oh boy, do we have a treat for all of y'all.
Yes, that's right. During that commercial break, let's just say one of our employees got. Luke, why don't you roll the clip?
Dude!
So, which size is this? This?
Got his ass. You just got Jeff the Killer'd.
We are now back from the clip. Yep. Get Jeff the Killer'd, Jim.
Yeah, Jim just got Jeff the Killer'd.
You cheating bastard.
Pretty hard. And he was not happy.
No.
Not happy.
No, not at all.
I sent it to Meat Canyon, and he just responds, I'm in L.A. Didn't even fucking tell us, dude.
You know, we want to know my last conversation with Hunter. I'm going to put him on blast.
I'm telling him, I'm saying, check that link. And I sent it to him real quick.
So this was Hunter. He texts me, yo. And then texts me again because I forget the text back. He texts me, yo, again. I respond within 10 minutes. I'm like, yo, what's up? He's like, how you doing, bro? I tell him how I'm doing. And I ask, how about you? Nothing. Does he ever do that? I feel like I've heard you say hunters like will like get your attention, be like, hey, yeah, what's up? And then he just goes silent.
Be like, yo. And I'll be like, hey. And then nothing.
He's trying to play hard to get.
Yeah, that's what he's doing, man. He's trying to make us just
he wants to star in his new movie. He just has to ask.
He thinks that we're like too famous to be in his movie, which to be honest, we are, but I'll still do it. He just has to ask.
Yeah, like I'll do it for like I don't know. I'll do it for a few million instead of a couple million, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So also my dad said, "Can't open this on my end." And Hunter said, "I did open it. It was spooky. Nightmare fuel." Maybe he can make one of his little cartoons about that one, Meat Canyon.
Luke just walked past the door just to give everyone a because even the visual listeners couldn't see that one.
Nope.
But Luke did walk past the door. Luke got a haircut recently, and he looks very handsome.
It looks really good. Yeah.
I want to know who cuts his hair.
Well, he got it in Sacramento. Oh, so, I mean, if we want, we gotta drive like 6 hours to Sacramento if we want that.
Might be worth it.
Honestly, yeah, you and I might have to, you know, cancel all of our plans this weekend and drive to Sac. You know, get a little snipped.
Not the,
you know, not circumcision.
We're already circumcised, you and I.
Yeah, partially.
We're not so different, you and I.
We're both cut
from the same cloth, so to speak.
Cut from the same cloth could be a euphemism for saying to a fellow man, hey, we're both circumcised, you know?
When a man loves a woman.
What does he do?
See, my brain wants to go, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. But that's not, those are the lyrics.
I actually have no clue what comes after when a man loves a woman. Because, like, growing up in, like, movies and TV shows and jokes,
that's the part
you just hear that.
When a man loves a woman. Such a good, it's great.
Dun, 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 dun. And then, but it stops there. Yeah. I don't know what comes next.
Damn. I feel like a woman. Bum, bum, ba, na, 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 na.
Yeah.
Da, na, na, na,
that's the next part of the song. Na, they throw it to Shania Twain.
Na, na, na.
Totally crazy. Wow.
So lazy. Basket, basket. Wow.
That's a good karaoke song.
I love that song.
You know what's a great karaoke song?
It's right up there with Vacation by the Go-Go's.
Vacation's all. It's a good song.
That is better than the previous. Go-Go's, Vacation by Go-Go's is like top tier music.
I will say, I hate their Christmas song.
But you like Vacation.
I like Vacation, of course. But for some
you don't
reason.
Have to like their, you don't have to like their Christmas
song. I don't like
song.
The Go-Go's.
As long as you like Vacation.
I like Vacation, but I'll be honest. Every other Go-Go song I've ever heard, I don't like it.
I'm the same way. I only like Vacation by
it
the
might
Go-Go's.
Be because I'm deeply inherently misogynist and I don't like women, so that might be a part of it, but I just don't like the music that much.
I just have a immature nostalgic tie to a Rugrats episode where they went to Vegas, and that's the lead song, and then Angelica sings it at the end.
Rugrats are the only reason why I have a nostalgic tie to that one song, One Way Or Another.
I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you one way. I'll see you next week. Or whatever it says. Is that from the movie?
Mm-hmm. But it's Angelica singing it because she's trying to find.
Angelica sings.
Dude, Angelica slayed.
Yeah, Angelica and Susie and Lil all slay.
Oh, yeah.
And Kimmy. Kimmy also slays.
Who's Kimmy?
Isn't that the stepdaughter that Chucky's dad gets
with after the black hair
after he remarries?
Yeah. After Rugrats in Paris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is Kimmy the name of the wife? I think Kimmy's
the kid.
Yeah. Right.
Well, what I need to rewatch it, considering you know that movie did predict the September 11th terrorist attacks. Rugrats in Paris. Chucky, he goes 9/11.
Yep.
At one part. And there's another part in that movie where it shows an airplane flying, Ryan, and it flies behind a building.
Do you see it come back from behind
you just
a building?
See it go,
all tells grown me, up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know.
That was a good show.
Or something
I liked.
Like that.
That's one of the few spinoff shows that I actually was like, this is a good spinoff show.
It didn't. I think that the the kind of fantasy show they had with Rugrats because of the childlike imaginations, right, that they put on display a lot of the time, has a lot of avant-garde humor. Like, it has that 90s oddness to it. And that grime that, like, all grown up really can only center around, like, their teen problems. And while it's still, like, a good show, you'll never be able to outdo the Rugrats. Because I think, you know, they use their imagination. You think of the Rugrats, they're like, I think in the movie, right, they're doing, like, the Indiana Jones temple in Paris.
That's
and
the
stuff.
Opening scene.
So, like, I like shit like that. It's this. They do the similar, or they do the exact same thing in the Toy Story movies, especially in Toy Story 2 and 3, where it starts out with like Buzz on a mission.
Oh yeah,
and you find
out
it's Rex playing the fucking game. Like, oh,
I'll tell you what, man. Something about Rugrats is I get royally PO'd. I get royally pissed off.
Tell me about it.
At the theme song when Tommy thinks it's acceptable to squirt that fucking milk right at the screen,
right at his parents' faces. Like, no wait. Is it at our face?
It's our face, dude. That's he goes, and I don't know where in his mind he thought that that would be an acceptable thing to do.
The Rugrats theme and the Cat Dog theme are 100% the best theme songs on Nickelodeon for me. Or like in general, and like, I will say this, they are my most nostalgic songs. One fine day,
I think actually Fanboy and Chum Chum had the best theme song.
What?
Fanboy and Chum Chum had the best theme song.
What is that one?
It's actually probably the most annoying song I've ever heard in my fucking life.
So you're saying it's not as good as the Chalk Zone theme song?
What was the Chalk Zone theme song?
Chalk Zone. Chalk. I think that's what it was. I think that's all it was. I'm going to look it up real quick. And we're going to get copyright struck.
No, we're not.
Okay.
What show has... What are your top three best theme songs of any TV show? Go.
I just listed Rugrats, Cat Dog, and then Hey Arnold.
Of any TV show?
I really like those.
For me, number one.
Oh, Breaking
Malcolm
Bad,
in the
like,
Middle.
Yeah, but I guess I'm thinking of song. Was that song made specifically for the show?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Yeah.
No way. I didn't know that. See, I just thought it was something that the show.
They did the like all the incidental or whatever it's called music too. All like the.
I just didn't know that that song was made specifically for the show. I just thought like the show used it as like their opener. I mean, usually a lot of shows will use a free to use song.
Right.
I think the two examples that I think of right off the bat are what like Louis, the show.
Right.
And then the Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I believe, right? They use like a very royalty-free song.
Well, the Louis song wasn't royalty-free. They just licensed that, though.
Oh, okay.
Because that's like a famous 70s song.
Okay.
But
there's a lot of examples of people in the entertainment industry being able to go, I'm going to use this for free because no one has the rights to it because it's free for public consumption and use.
Let's wait until Super Mega enters public domain in 2052.
Are you ready for this, dude?
Yeah.
Chalk Zone theme song.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I remember this. Yeah. I'm in Chalk Zone.
This doesn't...
Stroking my bone.
Why don't I...
Dude, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends had a killer theme song, too.
How did that one go?
It's a great theme song.
Yeah, okay. I'm surprised that was still in here somewhere.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? Is like, since you first knew that song, every moment of your life since then, that's been in your brain. It's just been sitting in the back.
The neural pathways were just unlocked for that to happen.
So like any huge life event since that you can think of, that song was just there waiting to fucking be called forth. Think about how much information you have in your brain that's just not being called forward at the moment, and it's just sitting there.
Well, luckily our brains do a huge amount of dumping throughout our day because we're habitual creatures and our brains... tend to forget things that we do a lot.
You probably remember like 5% of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say like, you can remember like concepts and details from your day, but you don't remember the details. Like, I'm looking at you right now, out the corner of my eye, you know, I see, like, all the shadows and the colors. My brain's going to throw all of that out.
Of course.
All of this information, like...
You're going to remember a feeling you had during the conversation or something I said.
Maybe. I'll remember something you said, and then I can remember a general image of what this could look like.
General conversation, like, we talked about this.
Yeah. But what's weird is 98% of my life in this moment is going to just get thrown out by my brain. It's just go whoop out the window. And at some point, probably 100% of it. Like 2 years from now, I'm not going to remember this conversation. Do you remember a single fucking conversation we've had on the podcast at episode like 20?
Dude, we've had this moment so many times where you and I walk out and it'll be like, usually Jim, he'll be like, what'd y'all talk about? And then like, it'll be like silent. We'll be like, honestly, I forgot everything that we
literally
said.
Right after. Like, what are you guys talking about in this one? I don't know.
Because it's just, hey, we're just two dudes having a conversation.
We're just having a good time. Yep. Shooting the shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I have a question from the audience, actually.
Yeah? And
they want to get your opinion on the trailer for The Machine.
I've never even heard of The Machine.
Starring, what's his name? Brett. What's his fucking name?
Kavanaugh?
No.
I'm glad he left the Supreme Court and does acting now.
It's this fucking comedian. He like takes his shirt off a lot. What's his name?
You're thinking of Brent. Not Brett.
Hold up. It has Luke Skywalker in it. How have you not seen the trailers for The Machine, dude? You asshole.
Dude, what? I'm sorry, man. What the hell?
Fake fan.
I never said
dude,
I was Bert a fan
Kreischer,
of The Machine.
Bert Kreischer's new R-rated film with Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
Bert Kreischer?
I've heard the name. What is Bert Kreischer, man?
How about this? I'll do Bert Kreischer.
His name is Bert Kreischer?
No, his name is Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, Bert.
So it's Bert Kreischer.
Bert is a funny-ass name.
Funniest compilation.
Bert.
Jokes.
Imagine being named Bert.
Let's see. Try not to laugh, Bert Kreischer, part one.
It's like the onomatopoeia for a fart sound.
What's the deal with airplane peanuts? First time I ever heard the N-word, I was at, I was in first grade, and these black kids came into our neighborhood. We lived in like a poor white neighborhood, and there was a poor black neighborhood and like across Nebraska, or not Nebraska, I forget.
Well, dude, that's pretty far then, if you're thinking.
No, that was the street name, not the...
Oh, right on, bro.
Yeah, and so...
I'm like, damn, this dude.
I must have missed the joke, I didn't get it.
No, that was the joke.
Oh. We just don't listen to the whole conversation.
That was it, that was the joke.
Hold up, maybe...
So is he a controversial figure?
No. From that audio clip, you...
That, yeah, I mean, right off the bat, I was like, you know, like, his first thing is like, the first thing I hear out of this guy's mouth is the first time I heard the N-word.
How about maybe, this is who he is.
1 week, I started a legendary summer tour with 26 comics in 17 cities.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
Start at Forest Hills Stadium, Shane Gillis, Shane Torres.
Yeah, I've seen this guy's face before.
Yeah.
I know who he is.
Odds are... You have to watch a Bert Kreischer stand-up special this weekend of my choosing.
Man.
Hey, come on. Right,
20.
3, 2, 1, 13.
Six. Fuck you. Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
You really didn't want to see it that bad?
No.
What?
Dude, that's just not
You've
how
never
I want
seen
to spend
his
my
shit.
Fucking
you don't
weekend,
know.
Dude.
You don't know Bert. You don't know how fucking awesome
Actually,
Bert is.
I got to sign, like, 500 CDs for tour, so.
Well, Bert needs to make money too. Yeah.
500 CDs.
Nuts.
There it is. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to see more of that great humor, you can go to our Patreon right now and watch the after hours for this episode.
And also in the after hours, we will get Matt's full reaction to the trailer for Bert Kreischer's The Machine.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's gonna be huge, guys. You've never seen anything like it. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Super Mega Cast. We hope that you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, wherever you are. And stay safe. Don't get on a submarine and
Yeah. Luke, throw up, to end us, you know, throw up your favorite, picture of a whale. Well, your favorite whale. Like, throw up your favorite whale. What your favorite whale is.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.
Matt and Ryan, that was not funny. But I love Super Mega.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.